Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1.
Now, throughout the day, we've been hearing tributes to the much-loved traditional musician and singer Seamus Begley, who has died aged 73. Of course, Seamus and his music didn't just make an impact here in Ireland. He was well known by music lovers across the globe and collaborated with many of them. One friendship he struck up in recent years was with the Chicago-born singer and Hollywood actor John C. Reilly, who recorded the Percy French song Eileen Ogue with the band Chéada, and Seamus was there, of course, for the album Cush Came Cully as the Days Brighten.
He never seemed to see the girl at all, even when she ogled him from underneath the shawl. Looking big and masterful when she was looking small, most provoking hold of pride at Petrobore. Eileen, oh, my heart's growing grey, ever since the day you wandered far away. Eileen, oh, there's good fish in the sea, but there's none like the pride of Petrobore.
So you were listening there to Eileen Ogue, and that's the title of a track played by Seamus Begley, as you know, but played and recorded along with his friend, Hollywood actor John C. Reilly. John, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac. It's a pleasure to be with you. I wish it was a happier occasion.
Yeah, without doubt. And my condolences to you, because I know you knew and spent time with Seamus Begley.
Yes, I did. I spent time with him out there in Dingle, and he actually came to Los Angeles a couple times with an Irish Christmas show with Oisin McDonagh, and I played with him there, and we struck up a great friendship. He even had me over to a shebeen out there outside of New York. He's just a legend of a man and such a big loss for everybody. It's a shock, because he was, I think the last time I was on Seamus's farm with him, he was literally hand lifting boulders out of the ground onto his tractor.
Yeah.
Someone so strong and stout, it's just a shock to have lost him so quickly.
Yeah, he was only 73, which is not old in this day and age. And you describe him so well. He was a big man, a big burly man, but he could play so sweetly, John, couldn't he?
Yeah, and that lilting tenor he had was, there's something really moving about a gentle giant like that when you hear the sweetness of the voice of a man who's so strong and such a formidable presence. You know, it's an amazing sense of humor, and he was a virtuosic player. You know, to me, the big loss, you know, of course, for his family and his friends and everything, personally, it's a big loss, but the loss to the music world is, it's hard to calculate right now, because Seamus was like a holder of all of these secrets. He was someone that carried these old songs inside of him.
Mm-hmm.
So some people will have to take up the cause in his absence.
Yeah, I think that's well said, John. How did you strike up the friendship? How did you? Can you remember where you first met him?
Yeah, I met him in Dingle, actually, at his house. A good friend of mine, Mike O'Shea, who works on films, who is still a good friend of mine there in Dingle, thought he and I would hit it off, and sure enough, we did.
Yeah. the funny thing is, and I say this with absolute respect, but I'd say he's so mischievous a man and so full of fun, and had so little regard for Hollywood stardom. He liked the substance of the person.
Yeah, and I'm drawn to people like that. You know, you know, people that are impressed with the trappings of fame don't impress me very much.
Yeah.
But Seamus and I had a direct connection as men and as musicians.
Was he easy to play music with, John?
Oh yeah, he was. Like I said, he was virtuosic. You know, he not only was he easy to play with, but songs would just flow out of him like water. You know, it was incredible. We had a couple of amazing nights in pubs together where I would make these videos of him singing these songs in Irish, because they were just haunting melodies.
We have a phrase in Irish that is, it's used very often when somebody passes away here. Ní bhfaighde leithéid ar fhís sin. We won't see his likes again. And I think it's true in Seamus's case. A great raconteur as well, between songs.
Yeah, definitely. He was... He was like almost like a stand-up comedian with his ability to recall jokes. You know, he really, you could rapid fire them. I should say also Seamus's family. First of all, send my condolences to all of his family. But his nephew Cormac is an incredible musician too. So along with everyone else in the music world, I'm sure Cormac Begley will be continuing the tradition, especially on the accordion. I got the pleasure to see Cormac play in one of his caravan shows that he puts on out in the countryside, and he's quite an impressive player himself. So all is not lost.
Yeah, that is for sure. And we love his music. It's played very often on this station and on RTE generally. Did he ask you to help him to lift that boulder out of the ground when you're in his?
No, he, I think he was. Yeah, he realized it was a job that he was going to handle. Just the short visit that I had with him out there that first time I went was just so incredible. He taught me what a shebeen was. You know, I didn't know what a shebeen was before I went to Seamus's.
Really?
And I should also mention he had a dog that could open the door. He could open and close the door.
You just wonder how many times that dog opened that door, John. Well, do you know, I think the family and people in West Kerry especially and those who knew and loved Seamus Begley will really appreciate that you've taken the time, John C. Reilly, to come on and pay your respects.
And it's the least I could do was to say a word about such a legend.
John C. Reilly, thanks a million for joining us.
Thank you, Cormac.
As you know, John C. Reilly, Trocht, and Leach, our Lord Seamus O'Begley.